This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We had arrangements to transport them back to the United States or to Canada, any way they wanted to go. Medical treatment along the way. A lot of this, of course, would be psychological treatment. They've been essentially living in a hole for 5 years.
All right, big story. Couple that was held for, 5 years. You heard him say that. That was Kelly talking about that. The fact that they were held for that long and that they were finally released, had children in captivity from the they were held in captivity by the Taliban. They were hiking in Afghanistan when they were picked up, is a pretty wild story. The husband is Canadian, the wife is from the U.S., and then it's a question of where do they go from there, and it's looking like it could be the U.S., but then they're talking about Canada. Bottom line is, they are out of the clutches of the Taliban, which is really wild. And that was White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, by the way. And he was the one who was talking about that, the fact that they were freed. And the father of the freed Taliban hostage says he wants to be home. He wants him to be home and wants that to be over with, that chapter to be over with, because that's a long time, 5 whole years. Can you even imagine? And the answer to that question for me would be no, I can't imagine. I remember the story. I remember talking about the story. I remember us talking about on the air, many of you calling, as to why in the world would they be out there? How could that happen? And they're probably never coming back. So the fact that they're coming back is pretty miraculous in one sense, too. And the fact that the Pakistanis had something to do with it to actually help is pretty interesting, I think, as well, because that's the unusual source of any kind of help coming from that direction, but that's exactly where it came from. So that's some good news. Sad news is the massive wildfires still leave destruction and a horrible path all over California, frankly. We're focusing so much on the north, but it's not just the north. It's also in the it's also in the south as well. But the north is where the death toll has it's just unbelievable. Now at this point they're saying, and I have friends that are covering this, they're saying that 32 people have been killed as a result of these massive fires. There's story upon story of people fleeing their homes barely in time, which that's the good news, and then other stories where people are not getting out in time. They didn't get out in time on Sunday or Monday, and they're trying to find people, and they go back, and there's just ash, and it's unidentifiable, and it's a smoldering wreck, and it's very, very sad. So evacuations, I mean, California's under siege. Northern California. Evacuations have gotten bigger and bigger because the wildfires have continued to grow. So they've widened, spread to 170,000 acres with too many people that are dead as a result. They are going through, they're marking houses, they're looking to find neighbors where neighbors are safe, and they have different names, of course, for these fires. The Tubbs Fire was disastrous, not too far outside of Calistoga. The Atlas Fire right there around Napa, the Pocket Fire, there's another one they're calling the Nuns Fire, Santa Rosa, and close to those areas. Jerry Brown said at a briefing with state and federal fire folks that this is one of the biggest. We've had big fires in the past, but this is one of the biggest. It may go down in history as the overall biggest. And the thing that's great is the people that are chipping in, because firefighters are coming in from all over. They know they can't handle this. They've shut down the schools, of course, but they have to bring people in, and they have. And they've got crews that are there with shovels and grubbing tools and, doing what they can do with the clock really on their back in trying to squelch hot spots, the embers, and you know, stopping some of what's happening on the ground. The dry grass, rather, that it's slicing through is so dangerous, and that's what happens. And so then you have PG&E, the power lines and transformers. They haven't sparked any of the fires, but you've got 40,000 people without power in Santa Rosa. So it's a catastrophe. It's an absolute catastrophe. And it's sad to watch that happening. While that is going on, some very, very big news of a different sort when it comes to healthcare. And, you know, as I say, when it comes to healthcare, the president signs an executive order that will change some of Obamacare, halting the subsidies anyway. So that's been in place since 2010, and it's part of what they're calling repeal and replace. So they're shaking up the marketplace somewhat. State attorney generals are saying they're going to sue because they say the subsidies are, you know, helping these families otherwise, and that it's reckless and it's sabotage. So we're going to have these lawsuits, supposedly. But the president is saying that millions and millions of people would actually benefit from the executive order that he signed because it would make lower premium health insurance plans more widely available. So the proposals might not be finalized in time to affect coverage for 2019 and certainly not next year. So maybe 2019, but it will be something that will kick in eventually here in the next couple of years. And then, of course, it depends on what else happens with Congress for the rest of it and for the potential changes that could happen to the healthcare policies, which are inevitable. But what direction? What does it mean? Is there more competition? So the state lines are erased. Remember, this is something that we've certainly talked about here on America Tonight. If there's more competition, would it be better for people? What would happen then? And that is a lot of discussion that happened on the Hill, and it certainly happened from the White House. So now it's a fact. Now that's what's happened. By the way, a couple of other quick shots for you here at the top. So we have the sad California fires, the big news from Trump, and, of course, the couple and their children getting out of the Taliban's grasp after 5 years, which is very, very, very big. And then there is this sad story, and this is what fuels fires of a different sort when it comes to immigration. A man accused of killing a South Carolina high school student has been protected from deportation under the DACA program. Daniel De Jesus Rangel Shearer, who's 19, is accused of murder, kidnapping, and possession of a weapon during a violent crime with the death of an 18-year-old, Diana Gonzalez, who was a junior at a high school there, found dead in a wooded area. And, of course, the people in South Carolina were shocked by it, and it's not clear what, you know, why is it that this guy, after that, was not deported, but they've been able to stop that deportation because of the detainer order for the suspect who was illegally in from Mexico. Sad story. Hang with us. Movies next.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California. California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
Time to go to the movies. When was the last time you went to the movies? Be honest. I've got a lot of people listening to America Tonight. I haven't been to the movies in a long time. And I say this because either you're into old movies, you're not watching movies, you watch them occasionally, you grab them on the tube, the old-fashioned way. Maybe you do the streaming thing. So if you're doing the streaming thing, you do Netflix, and you're not going to the movies because you don't feel like throwing out the cash for a movie that's kind of iffy. And Hollywood has a problem because they've lost serious box office, and some interest in the movie has waned, except for with kids and also certain genres of films. Some of the action films, of course, anything Star Wars, and there's another Star Wars coming out. And Christmas time or holiday time, usually there's one or two good flicks that people want to see just like in the summertime. So there's three movies we're going to look at this time around. That they're called Goodbye Christopher, which is kind of interesting, Swing Away, and then this one we're going to roll out first. It's called The Foreigner.
Everyone's already inside. Bye, Dad.
An explosion rocked the city today.
20,000 pounds for the names of the bombers. That's not how we do things here.
Hello?
Mr. Hennessy, he's here again.
That's 5 days in a row now.
What does he want?
His daughter was killed in the bombing.
Mr. Hennessy, please find out the names of the bombers.
I work for the government, not terrorists.
You used to work for them.
I don't know who the bombers are.
I don't believe in you.
It's him.
You
would tell me the names of the bombers.
They kill me on Tuesday.
He's strange.
Bury me on Wednesday.
Maybe special forces.
Bomb for me Thursday.
Stop! She's vagabond!
You gotta let me go.
He just wants you to know he can get to you.
What is going on?
He thinks I know who blew up his daughter.
Do you?
Maybe you gotta let me go.
Somebody say a prayer for me.
They kill me on Friday.
That's half the city looking for him.
Bury me on Sunday. Bomb for me Monday.
He's an old man running circles around a lot of us.
He's ahead of us every step of the way.
Open it up.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Yes, I do. Do you?
Interesting cast for this one. The cast includes Jackie Chan. It includes Pierce Brosnan and others. And it's Quan, this London businessman, who's past erupts, and it turns into this vendetta thing, which you heard some of that vendetta, and of course, this politically motivated terrorism, and it kind of is a cat and mouse confrontation. I don't know. It looks pretty interesting to me. I think it will do well streaming. I don't know how well it'll do as the thriller action deal that's almost 2 hours long, opening up at a big movie theater. I think it'll find a little bit of an audience, but I bet it really streams well. That's a hint to you that kind of mentally make that note if you like those kind of movies. Jackie Chan's pretty good, actually, and I like Pierce Brosnan. If the plot is any good, it sounds interesting. It could be worth a look in the not-too-distant future. So we move from The Foreigner to a movie called Swing Away.
Zoe Papadopoulos for the win. Did she hit it? Oh, it hit the lid again. Oh, my word. The worst display of sportsmanship I have ever seen. Burying that fighter in the green is almost a certain suspension for a very long time.
Maybe the time for golf is over. Maybe it's time for something new.
Rapina ise piotrali. Yasu milasi lineka?
I do, but I think you don't.
Can you explain to me how I'm supposed to make some money when there's not one blessed golfer out here? Are those sheep reeling?
I want to invite you to run a golf clinic for the summer. You will be able to practice your game without pressure.
You've got the development of geometry, philosophy, physics, all concepts rooted in ancient Greece, all essential to the game of golf.
Then why don't the Greeks play golf?
I don't know.
Let the chaos begin.
I want you to go out there, hit some balls, and rediscover your roots.
I'll help you with your grades. In exchange, you'll give me golf lessons.
You're going to tee off with your eyes closed.
That's impossible.
Anything is possible.
You're my daughter's new hero.
Game means everything to me. Almost everything.
I'm selling this property, and they're going to build a 5-star golf resort. Your little village is about to become a world-class destination.
It was a terrible blow when the crisis forced us to sell it to Mr. Henderson.
I hear you're a gambling man, Mr. Henderson. You win, you make your sale.
And if I lose?
Ownership of the property reverts back to the village.
The player for their property. Any takers?
I don't have a little faith. I don't even have a lot of faith. What you have, Stella, is all of my faith.
You make me feel stronger.
You're Goliath and I'm David. I will watch you fall.
You make me feel
Wow, so interesting. It's a meltdown. You heard that. That leads to suspension of a pro golfer, then goes on from there. John O'Hurley's in it. He's probably the biggest name. This is definitely going to be a streaming movie. I think it could find an audience, but streaming, streaming, streaming. Here's one I like, and we're going to trail with this one. It's called Goodbye, Christopher.
Once upon a time, there was a great war that brought so much sadness to so many people. Hardly anyone could remember what happiness was like. But something happened that changed all that.
His name is Christopher Robin, but we generally call him Billy.
A toast. C.R. Milne.
C.R. Milne.
It helped us to believe in the good things.
Which one would you like?
This one.
The same height, please.
Go. The fun thing. He's your favorite.
I'd have to go for the little one.
Piglet.
Has to be Piglet.
And a world full of imagination. Are you writing a book? I thought we were just having fun.
We're writing a book and we're having fun.
And then, just like a tap you turned on, happiness came pouring out.
All right, so you gotta love that. Goodbye, Christopher Robin. It is about that. After leaving London for the countryside, writer A.A. Milne started to come up with the characters for Winnie the Pooh. The house at Pooh Corner, all of that. Because you got to think, Winnie the Pooh has been around for a long, long time. And it came out in 1926 and 1928. So it's really the story of the writer, the guy who came up with the tales of Winnie the Pooh, which is very cool, I think. Really clever. And this could find an audience. I think it's also going to be a streaming deal, because how many people are intrigued by that story? And then some of the actors are good actors, but they're not massively household names. And I think that I don't even if they were household names, I don't know if it would make that much difference. If you do see a movie, any of the movies that are out, send me a cheap movie review to americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field or Invade the Man Cave. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Nyla Haygood and John Weiser. They've written a really, really neat book that I just sat down and I could not put it down. In fact, I'm going to get a couple of copies for my nieces. Grandpa Gray's Timeless Tales is the name of the book. Welcome, Nyla and John.
Thank you, Kate.
Hey.
Nyla, let me ask you this question. How did you and John come up with this idea to tell this story, to come up with this story about these incredible characters in this just imaginative world, and trying to, I guess the best way to put this is to teach children about things like honor and friendship and creation and just way more than that. How did you come up with this idea?
This is John. Well, I was married with a couple of young children, and my ex-wife asked me, John, tell me a story. So I started telling stories to her and her my stepchildren, and that's what I did for several years. And later I met Nyla, and Nyla and I got together and wrote them all down.
So when you wrote them all down, you came up with the characters and you put them together in these lessons, and I guess I'll direct this at Nyla. How did you lay that all out? How did you come up with this idea of the realm and learning lessons, and like John said, talking about the children, how did you actually pull all the stories together?
Well, the fact of the matter is John had written so many of them down. I mean, all of them plus some. And he showed it to me one day, and I said, you know, this is good. We need to do something with this. So I took it, and with his permission, it's sort of like these are his concepts, his children, his heart. And I was so moved by it, I said, well, let me just paint out the corners and add a little bit more scenery and stuff to it. It's really John's idea. I'm just the painter.
Oh, I like that, the painter. And as the painter, you could see this. You could see that, wow, there is definitely definitely something here that could be that much bigger and could reach out and touch the world. And, John, is that the idea? You know, now that you've worked with Nyla and the two of you, you know, they say sometimes two heads are better than one, and you pull it together and she encourages you. And as she describes it, and I love that, paints it out, paints the corners out. Are you, when you saw it all come together, were you just, I don't want to say blown away, but was it just amazing to see your work pulled together in the creation that it is?
I was blown away. And that's it. When you were talking, I said, yep, I was blown away. And then you said my very words. She took some of my writings and created this wonderful legacy story to entertain generations.
When I mentioned, I read the book and I was really just pulled into this seriously and sat, and I had a little bit of time, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to reschedule something that I had going on so I could get through the whole thing, because I was pulled into the adventure myself. And I love the titles of the chapters, you know, where you talk about the adventure starting and you talk about crossing the dragon channel. So I'm going to ask you this for all the people that are listening. Nyla, what is the dragon channel? For someone who's hearing this and they have no idea what I'm talking about, tell us what the dragon channel is.
Okay, well, this realm has a mainland and an island. The island is called Enchanta, and that's where our protagonist, Iam, comes from. In order to get to the dream realm, which is what he wanted to explore and learn about, he had to cross over the dragon channel. And it's called the dragon channel because it's very rough and it's very dangerous to cross. Now, here's this little squirrel trying to figure out how to get to the dream realm, and he can only cross at 1 hour after midnight when the waters are calm, because the water dragons keep the waters churning. And so that's the one time that they're not making waves, if you will. So that was where he had to cross. That was his first hurdle, if you will.
I love that. And so there's lessons in that. And there's the beginning, getting to the dream realm. Is that the idea, John? What do you hope that children take away from this story?
Well, I want them to understand the positive things of life and how they can make a difference. And more than anything, I believe in the children, and I think these stories are ways in which they can help guide them to a better living that makes them happy and the world a better place to live in.
I think they're very affirming. If a child is reading this, or if it's being read to them with the illustrations and imagination, there's something in there, I think, that every child at one time or another is facing and doesn't even really know it, but can resonate with it, and this gives a guide on what to do.
Yeah,
I'm right about that.
Yeah, what to do when you encounter what you would encounter in your life as you try to get from one place to get all the way through positivity to, let's call it, the dream realm, right? That's the idea.
Yeah, but we didn't want to make it, you know, overly obvious or instructive.
Right.
We just wanted to present it in an imaginative and fun, beautiful, surprising way so that the lessons would be there, but they weren't in your face.
I like that description, not in your face, and you're right. That's exactly how I felt when I read it. John, when it came together, then you saw it, and then obviously people in both of your worlds have read it and looked at it. What was the reaction, John, for you? And then I'll ask Nyla, what was the reaction with the people around you to putting this book together and then them reading it? What did they say to you?
They were so positive and moving, and I think that the real benefit for me was through some of my writings, I was able to give a message that would touch people and teach people and how together we're all together.
Yeah. How about you, Nyla?
Well, it's interesting. You know how you're never a hero in your hometown?
Yep.
Well, my audience was primarily my family and friends, and that puts them in a difficult position. They, you know, if they weren't absolutely madly in love with it, they couldn't say anything. So I soldiered on without much input except John telling me he thought they were wonderful.
I like that. You soldiered on. You know, and I think when you, as somebody who's written some books, when you put a book together, especially this one, it's so from the heart, I can tell just in speaking to both of you. When you take this adventure on and then you do it and you go through the tunnel and pull it together and the artwork, etc., and getting the finished product that you feel really proud of, a lot of times when you go back and look at it, I think you, even in your own work, discover something new that you really like. Nyla, for you, is there a favorite character or moment in the book that really is that, aha, this is really neat that we have this in here?
Well, even though he plays a small part, he's only in a couple of the fables or tales. I think, I love unicorns, Garibaldi, who was the first unicorn. And I don't think in this one, in the fable, Garibaldi was created by the creator with every color in the world in his coat. Because the creator was so in awe of the first rainbow that he saw that he went out and made a unicorn and put all the colors on it. Well, there was a crisis, and Garibaldi was sent to talk to the fairy queen. And they were being charged with putting color in all of the creator's creations. And they didn't know how to do it. So Garibaldi said, take mine. And that's why he's white.
I like that. And I agree with you, Garibaldi, and you, as you say, just appears a little bit. How about for you, John? Is there a favorite moment, character in the book for you?
Well, there's so many characters, and they were a combination of people that I learned from and loved and made me, I think, hopefully a better person. And through some of my writings, hopefully those that read will feel better about themselves and their world, too.
And we want to tell people that they can get your book, Amazon.com, any place where books are sold, certainly. And as I mentioned, and this isn't lip service, I really enjoyed it. I read it the second I got it from Nyla, and I'm ordering copies for my three nieces because I think they'll love it, too. It's Grandpa Gray's Timeless Tales. Nyla Haygood and John Weiser, you're terrific. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
Once again, the America Tonight mailbag is full, so let's dive in right away. This one is from Patrick, who says, Kate, did you see the story about the family that was held hostage by the Taliban and they were released? After years and years and years, I want to say it was something like 5 years. Can you imagine? Yes. This just happened, too. It was an American woman, Canadian husband, three kids, and they were freed by the Pakistani security, and they were held for about 5 years. They were held hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan, and, I mean, this is a couple in their 30s. They were traveling as tourists, I guess, in Afghanistan. That's the story. Then they've been held captive ever since then. The woman was pregnant, Caitlin Coleman, her name is. She was pregnant when she was kidnapped. They had two more children that were born in captivity. Wow. And I guess the Pakistani army said U.S. intelligence agencies were tracking the hostages, and they shared it with Pakistan when they moved to the country. They confirmed the location, and that was it. And they were released, and they're still in Pakistan. They're making arrangements to return to either the U.S. or Canada. Wow. Can you imagine the conversation with them? I can't imagine. I mean, what was that like, 5 years being held? That's a huge recovery mission. There's no doubt about it. That's huge, huge news. And also the fact that the Pakistanis helped, I think, is the big part, too. So the Taliban released a proof of life video of the couple and their kids in December of last year, and they weren't releasing them, and then here we go. So this is surprising, very surprising. But see, there's so much we don't know that's going on behind the scenes, and this is certainly one of them. They were tracking them. They knew what was happening and just could not get to them, and now that finally has happened. Okay, so let's jump on to something else. This one is from Howard, who says, Kate, did you see the tweet by the president about Puerto Rico that came out on Thursday morning? And I guess it's been pretty hot, wiry, controversial. Yeah, he said in his tweet, and of course everybody, it's been pumped out all over the place. For those of you listening to America Tonight, Puerto Rico, this is Donald Trump's, the president's tweet. He said, Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes. Now a financial crisis looms, largely of their own making. Talks about the electricity infrastructure was a disaster before the hurricanes. Congress has to decide how much to spend, and said we can't keep FEMA, the military, and first responders who've been amazing in Puerto Rico forever. So, yeah, it has been about 3 weeks. 113 people unaccounted for, 45 people, I guess, have died, and it is a huge crisis in Puerto Rico. So the controversy, of course, saying we can't stay there forever, FEMA's not going to stay there, we can't do it. You know, something has to happen here. How about this? This is from Bobby. Kate, you talked a lot about Bo Bergdahl and what was going on with him. Remember the whole court-martial thing? Well, now finally the day has come. They're going to do a court-martial hearing in his desertion case. And what kind of a plea do you think he'll enter? Well, I know it's being reported he's going to enter a plea. He's going to enter a plea before the court. And that happens, I guess it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen on Monday. He's charged, of course, with desertion, endangering fellow soldiers after he disappeared from his base in Afghanistan in June of 2009. He was held in captivity by the Taliban until May of 2014, and then he was released by the Taliban in that prisoner swap. Remember that? When Obama was president, for the five detainees at Gitmo. And the president didn't grant his request for a pardon before he left office. So Trump, during his campaign, said Bergdahl should be shot for walking off his post. Also said in the good old days he would have been executed. So after Trump became president, his lawyers argued the judge should dismiss the charges against the client because of Trump's comments. Of course, that didn't happen. In August, he chose to be tried by a military judge instead of a jury. So this is where we're at. So, yeah, this is a big deal, and this has been going on for a while. All right, here's another one. This one is from I'm going through as we're doing this live on the air. This one is from Sam, who says, Kate, what's the latest on Obamacare? We keep hearing this repeal and replace, but yet nothing has happened. It's just stalled out. Well, the president is adamant that he's going to fulfill that vow of dismantling Obamacare. He's signing an executive order saying he's going to bring affordable health insurance to millions of people. It would direct federal agencies to study how to make it easier for, I guess, small businesses and people to join together and buy health insurance. It would allow, supposedly what he's signing, consumers to buy short-term policies so they don't have to comply with the protections for pre-existing conditions, and then broaden employers' ability to give workers money to buy their own coverage. And they're saying that this will probably take 6 months or more for it to kick in. And the people who have really seen the finer points of it, working on it apparently, say the moves would actually make health insurance more affordable for millions of people. And it's unlikely the final deal, of course, on Obamacare because of the votes and what has to happen and all of that. But, yeah, this is something we've been talking about for a really, really long time. But there is no let-up to this. So to me, that means something happens. And is it a better system? One can only hope, right? This is what we want. I don't care what brush you paint yourself with? What label? Is there anybody out there that doesn't want affordable health care, good health care, no matter where you sit economically, et cetera? Of course. I always say that. I mean, it is a common denominator with all of us. And yes, it is incredibly complicated because the ball was moved in so many directions and then at so many times it wasn't moved. And that was part of the problem. But we can't go back into the past. It doesn't matter because that's not going to get us to where we need to go. And I'd be curious to see what that, you know, what does that plan actually look like? What does it look like? All right, let's move forward to this one. This one is from Rose, who says, Kate, everybody's weighing in on the national anthem. I like how you've been talking about it. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Marlins co-owner Derek Jeter actually discussed it. He was asked about it at a dinner, and he said he would be fine with Marlin players taking a knee during the anthem, but he didn't say whether he would do the same if he were still playing. He says he thinks it's frustrating, the whole rhetoric that's going back and forth, and people lose sight of the fact of why someone was kneeling. They're focused on the fact that they're kneeling, not what they're kneeling for. Peaceful protests are fine, and you should have the right to voice your opinion. As long as it's peaceful protest, everyone should be fine with that. Yeah, I saw that, but of course we're out of baseball season for the Marlins, so it's not a factor for his team. He is an ex-superstar baseball player, and of course the NFL is having a lot of conversations about what to do. They're having a big meeting in New York to discuss the top of the agenda, what to do about the anthem, what to do with the players, especially in the wake of Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, saying that he wouldn't tolerate players not standing for the anthem. Let's move on to this, and this is from Rush, who says, I heard you talking about the fires, Kate, and I could really feel your frustration as somebody who lived in California. It is incredibly sad, as you mentioned, to see how many lives are lost, how many people are still missing, and excuse me, how hard people are fighting those fires that are blanketing so much of Sonoma County and Mendocino and whatnot. I mean, 140,000 acres, that's a lot of burn and char left in ash, left in its wake. And it's very sad to hear the story of the people on Sunday night not being able to escape it with this fire exploding all over the place. And boy, wineries are not going to be able to function. You're going to have a lot of costs of rebuilding. You're going to have all kinds of things that are going to happen in that area economically. But I think you said it. It's about the cost of human life, and that's where you really start with. Absolutely. It's the people. It's the cost of human life right now. But it is. It's depressing. It's awful. It's thank goodness for the firefighters, because boy, they are the unsung heroes of trying to do everything they can. They don't want to see anybody die, and they're trying to get people out and do whatever they can. It's just a really difficult situation. Thanks for all the emails. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact. You're in like that. And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Appreciate all of the support, and make sure you make it count.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.